I'm Morgan, and this is the story of how Jesus changed me from broken to satisfied. As a kid, I grew up going to church every Sunday with my family and had a lot of spiritual influences in my life. My grandma had us memorize the Ten Commandments and lots of scripture, and she was always reminding us how much Jesus loved us. But I grew up seeing many people in my life poke fun at my faithful grandma for her deep love for the Lord and the spiritual disciplines that she committed herself to. I loved my grandma a lot, but after seeing how people perceived her because of her faith, I decided that just going to church with my family and friends was comfortable and, quite frankly, good enough for me growing up. During this time, I knew the things. I knew about God, and I could say all the right things about Christianity. The gospel was head knowledge for me. I had heard over and over that Jesus had died for my sins and that I could come running to him in my brokenness, but it didn't feel true in my heart, and honestly, I had a really hard time understanding that I was broken. I wanted to be perfect. To me, being broken was vulnerable and weak. The concept of sin that I had learned about in church felt icky. I really wanted to believe that the things I did were not sin, but just a mistake, right? I wanted to be the perfect student, friend, daughter, and I was pretty desperate for everyone to like me. I believed that satisfaction came from these things, the grades, these relationships, and what people thought of me. These things satisfied for a short time, so I did not interest myself in the idea that God could satisfy me. Quite the opposite, really. I wanted to satisfy him. I seemed to convince myself that I needed to earn his love, even though this is not what I was taught. I told myself time after time, someday you'll get it. You're going to start reading your Bible, and then you will know God and everything will be perfect. This word perfect haunted my idea of what I needed to be for God. This idea of being perfect for God led me astray in my search for him. My motivations to study the Bible and to pray were so deeply self-centered. With that, I would start a new Bible reading plan, get super into it, stop halfway through, and then I would kick myself each and every time for failing. I wanted God to see me as successful. I desired favor with him, but more so, favor over others. I had learned that God loves every single one of us, but there was this itch in my brain that if I did everything right, then maybe God would love me more than the rest. This narrative of my desire for perfection guided my steps in church for most of my life, but a real and raw relationship with God was pretty foreign to me. I knew I wanted that to change, but I didn't know how. As I prepared to come to college, my high school small group leader connected me to a crew staff member here at OU, and when we met for the first time, I knew this was something I wanted. I started to meet new people who were truly followers of Christ, and I was in awe. I wondered if this was something I could experience too. I began to fully grasp this concept by hearing students' testimonies like this, some very similar to mine. I heard over and over that these people accepted Christ while they were far from perfect and they gave up control of their life to him. And I started to wrestle with this in my heart too. Did Jesus really have control over my life? I'd accepted Jesus into my heart at a young age, probably 7 or 8 years old, but he was not in the driver's seat. I saw that I was the one trying to control, but I also saw that it wasn't working out too great for me. Maybe Jesus is better at this than me. This question continued to sit with me for a while, and then it transformed me while I was on summer mission in Europe. I made the decision to go to Europe my freshman year of college pretty selfishly and not prayerfully, but the Lord really met me where I was, and this is where I learned what it means to trust in him with everything, not just some things. I was immersed in community that had reflected Christ so well. This experience truly helped me focus on my time with God and understand what it means to know him and to allow myself to be broken in front of him. I saw the Lord in a new light and experienced so much peace with him. I still had hardships and struggled with understanding God's love and faithfulness in these times, but I began to realize that I didn't need to have all the answers. Perfection was not necessary. I was telling college students halfway across the world that Jesus loves them even in their brokenness, and I believed it for myself too. I began to understand the importance of really walking with God and why he deserved to be in the driver's seat of my life. Now, I have grown a lot, and I know I can find my identity in Christ, not in what others think of me or the things I do. This does not mean I'm the perfect Christian by any means. That doesn't really exist. Quite frequently, I find myself wrapped up in the enemy's lies about myself and how others perceive me. Just last night, actually, I was on the phone with a friend telling her where I've been struggling to believe in his goodness and satisfaction. When I find myself in these times of struggle, I now remind myself that I don't need to have the perfect answer, but that God has already promised that he will satisfy every one of my needs. The Lord is good. His faithfulness and love for me are so much greater than anything else in the world. I cling to this truth and trust him with my life now. And my grandma's crazy faith that I talked about before is now something that I chase after. As I reflect on how I treated God and Christianity throughout my life, it really breaks my heart to think that I tried to do it on my own. That I tried to convince myself I wasn't broken, but that I could be perfect for God. And it breaks my heart to think of the ways that I tried to prove to others that I had it all together. And yet, I can rejoice in telling you my story because the Lord has redeemed me from this. Christ didn't die for me so that I could be perfect. In fact, Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He knew that I would never be perfect. He knew that I was a sinner, but he loved me. And he loves you in the same way. The Father sent his Son to die so that you might live. Jesus freed me from the idols of the world. He lets me be broken in front of him, and he continues to heal the afflictions of my soul. Jesus is the life, and my hope is not in reaching perfection, but only in my eternity with him. I'm Morgan, and this is my 180 story.